This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Qatar's Amir Al Thani paying to the official visit to Nepal tomorrow. Government announces public holiday tomorrow on the occasion of Amir's Nepal visit. Foreign affairs experts advise government to explore multidimensional opportunities during Qatari Amir's state visit. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal person urges parties for political understanding to find course of socialism. And Israel's military intelligence chief quits over 7 October Hamas attack. Now the news in detail. Amir of the state of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Ahmad Al Thani, is paying official visit to Nepal beginning tomorrow at the cordial invitation of President Ramchandra Pordial. President Pordial himself will receive the Qatari Amir at the Tiruvan International Airport tomorrow evening. The government has also announced a public holiday tomorrow on Tuesday on the occasion of Qatari Amir's state visit to Nepal. Government spokesperson and communication minister Rekha Sharma said a meeting of the Council of Ministers convened at Simadarbar today decided to give a public holiday tomorrow on the occasion of Qatari Amir's state visit to Nepal. The cabinet meeting also decided to submit to President Ramchandra Pordial for issuing the ordinance designed to make amendments to some Nepal acts related to facilitation of investment. The cabinet meeting also transferred Madhu Kumar Marasini as the finance secretary and the finance secretary Krishna Hari Pushkar to the Prime Minister's office. Former ministers and experts on foreign affairs have advised the government to give priority to utilizing the Qatari Amir's state visit to Nepal to secure maximum benefits. Former Minister Surendra Kumar Karki said that the high-level visit taking place from Qatar should be utilized as a moment for promoting the rights of Nepali workers in Qatar and their dignity with the availability of decent job opportunities for them. CPN-EML leader and expert on foreign affairs Dr. Rajan Bhattarai point that from the diplomatic perspective, the Qatari Amir's upcoming visit, Nepal stands as a symbol and an example that Nepal is moving on positive path. Similarly, Nepali Congress leader and former Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khadka stated that discussion and consultation on the facilities for Nepali migrant workers in Qatar should be held during the Amir's state visit. Similarly, Dr. Narad Bhardwaj, who served as Nepal's ambassador to Qatar, suggested utilizing the Amir's visit for securing the rights and interests of Nepali migrant workers there. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has urged all political parties for understanding and unity to find a path towards socialism as per the spirit of the Constitution. Addressing a program organized to mark the Diamond Jubilee of the establishment of the Communist Party of Nepal in Lalitpur today, the Prime Minister insisted on the need for political cooperation to find the nation's development and to serve the best interests of citizens. Prime Minister Dahal also claimed that attempts were on to undermine the Federal Republic founded on the principles of proportional representation and inclusion. Likewise, CPN-EML chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli has urged everyone to help realize the vision of prosperous Nepal and happy, also stating that the whole country should be united in favor of national unity, democracy and development of the country. Similarly, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has underlined the need for dialogue, consensus and collaboration among all political parties to protect and promote the existing democratic republic system. President Pordial also urged the government to take the concerns of the opposition in parliament seriously. UNDP representatives members, resident representatives rather of 35 countries, including the Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, are coming to Nepal for the Asia-Pacific Regional Meeting of the United Nations Development Program, UNDP. According to the information shared by the Secretariat of the Finance Minister Bursaman Pun, they will arrive in Kathmandu on the 29th of April. UNDP representative, resident representative for Nepal, Aishani Medagan Gowda Leib, shared about the visit today. In a courtesy meeting with Finance Minister Pun, Assistant Secretary General and Director of the Regional Bureau for Asia and the Pacific for UNDP, Kani Vignaraj will join the meeting. Vignaraj is also scheduled to meet with Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand, Finance Minister Barsaman Poon, and Minister for Energy Shakti Bahadur Basnet. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेडमा नि आयो
1498 फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो सम्झे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिएको थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज People residing across the Terai Madhes, including the Dhanusar district, have been affected with a sudden surge in heat over a week. The temperature there increased from 38 degrees Celsius to 42 degrees Celsius within a week. Dr. Krishnadev Das, a spokesperson at the provincial hospital in Janakpur Dham, shared that the number of patients visiting the healthcare facilities is increasing with the surge in temperature. Four foreign tourists visiting Manang have been rescued today after they fell ill due to altitude sickness in Larke Pass. According to Chief District Officer of Manang, Subhas Kumar Lamisani, the foreigners coming to trek along the Manaslu trekking route were rescued from Bhimthang of Nasong Rural Municipality 7 in the district today. He added that two South African citizens and two from New Zealand were rescued and sent to Kathmandu via helicopter after they received basic treatment. You are listening to Radio Nepal ZPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The Israeli military's intelligence chief has resigned, saying he took responsibility for the failures before Hamas attack on Israel on the 7th of October. The BBC has quoted the Israel Defense Force IDF as saying Major General Aharon Haliva would retire once his successor was selected. He acknowledged in a letter that his intelligence directorate did not live up to the task they were entrusted with. He is the first senior figure to step down after the attack, which were the deadliest in Israel's history. Authorities have evacuated 110,000 people from their homes in Guangdong province of China as days of heavy rain caused massive flooding. Guangdong is China's most populous province. The BBC has cited Chinese-listed media as saying that four people have died so far, while 10 have gone missing. Several major rivers have burst their banks and authorities are said to be closely monitoring dangerously high water levels. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is possible at one or two places of hilly region of Kosi Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Qatar's Amir Al Thani paying two-day official visit to Nepal tomorrow. Governor announces public holiday tomorrow on the occasion of Amir's Nepal visit. Foreign affairs experts advise government to explore multidimensional opportunities during Qatari Amir's state visit. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand urges parties for political understanding to find course of socialism. And Israel's military intelligence chief quits over 7 October Hamas attack. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.